fellow colleagues. It is that time, rodeo time, the excitement's in the air. And I thought I would do a community service for Texas on what to do if you are new to the state, or perhaps if you've been here a while and you forgot some Texas ways of doing things. It's my way of extending that neighborly hand. Imagine you're in my kitchen, you have a glass of sweet tea and enjoying some good coffee cake. And these would be some tips and tricks to help you acclimate to this new and unique state that you are now in. A very helpful suggestion, and I'll refer to this idea other times as well through these this conversation, is if you're new to Texas, try doing it the Texas way first. You're here for a reason, and you might find that you're happier doing it the Texas way than doing it the way you're used to doing in other places. The first tip I have for you is no honking. Unless life and limb or in immediate danger, don't honk. It doesn't get you there any faster. And when the temperatures are 100 degrees and more over a long period of time, honking only serves to make everybody more upset and miserable. Keep it to yourself. Funeral processions. Pull over and show some respect unless you're otherwise directed by the escorting police. You know, think of that as if that was your mother's hearse. You pull over, you know, you put your hand over your heart, you say a little prayer for those involved there, and you just are disrespectful. This is not the time to cut and to get ahead in the traffic. We don't do that here. Girls look pretty. Yes, we do. Put on a little makeup, a bit of eyeshadow, some lipstick. That goes a long way. Do the hair. That goes a really a long way towards making everybody's spirit a little brighter. Cussing. We do not need endless cussing that seems to be so popular in other parts of the country. The F word is not an exclamation point. The S word does not propel your argument forward. And the GD word. How horrible. How horrible that should come out of anybody's mouth. It only shows really a lack of reverence and understanding of towards the one who has given you and I every good gift. Men have a protocol for cussing, and it's used on very, very rare occasions. And in fact, that's what makes it so notable is that gentlemen really refrain from using those kinds of words. And on those occasions, you'll never hear a true man use the GD word. Waving. Yes, when people let you in while driving and you're merging onto the freeway, people expect kind of a little wave to acknowledge that courtesy they've extended to you. And in turn, we expect you to extend that same courtesy to others. And you wave back to them. It's a nice, pleasant way of showing appreciation that people have extended to you. Shopping. I was really struck when I go up to other parts of the country, and this is not done there. But here, you make small talk with the employees, the people who are serving you. You can ask about their family or recipes or the weather. Just your basic chit-chat, having a slower pace of life. I remember one time I was standing in line with the rent car in the D.C. airport. And there was a man having the same problem with his credit card, his debit card that I had had. And I opined, I said, with sympathy of his dilemma. Well, those two looked at me like, you know, I had intruded on a business transaction. I realized my faux pas, because I was not in Texas. I was not in the South. I apologize for my intrusion, and I certainly got right back in line as to way things are done in other parts of the country. That, however, is not the way they're done in Texas. Ice cream of choice is Blue Bell. It's not Haagen-Dazs. It's not Ben & Jerry's. It's not Blue Bunny. It's not whatever else you might think is just the rave. It's really Blue Ball. And along the prior point of chit-chat, a popular, easygoing topic is the seasonal flavor that Blue Bell has released and how you think it compares to the other seasonal flavors of time past. The Whataburger of choice is the hamburger. See, I'm using Whataburger as a synonym for hamburger. The hamburger of choice is Whataburger. It's not In-N-Out. It's not Carl's Jr.'s. It's not whatever else it is in other places. It's Whataburger. And when you start pining about these other places, it just is really a red flag to everyone else around you who puts their nice smile on. And, you know, it's just very courteous and polite as you talk, as you kind of talk nonsense. Shiner is the beer of choice. And you'll note some restaurants in Texas will charge it at a premium price as if it was an import beer. Men still hold the door for ladies. And ladies smile and they say thank you for that courtesy. And that is so nice. I bet you I encounter that just about every time I go out. You know, I go to the bank and there's the man. He's obviously there ahead of me. What a courtesy. What a real courtesy. He opens the door and lets me go in. And I don't take that opportunity to cut in line and get ahead. You know, I acknowledge the fact that he was there first. But in his courtesy, he lets me go ahead. And I smile. I say thank you. And I'm glad I am in Texas. Here's one. We still say yes, ma'am, and no, sir, to our elders. We listen to our elders. We let them tell their stories of how it was done back in the day. We have an attitude of gratitude. We're always grateful for the rain, even after hurricanes, because we know an abundance of rain can easily turn into a long drought, which is hard on man and beast alike. And I think that awareness of the weather and that we're not the sole arbiters of our future is one of the underlying foundations of the Texas way of life. When you're in a place, we lived in California for 6 years, when you're in a place where the weather is so predictable, except for June gloom, which is very, that's tiresome. But, you know, so you can lose sense of time and you can kind of lose sense of an acknowledgement that our dependence belongs to someone else. Don't look to the government to solve your problems. First and foremost, we like to solve them ourselves. I remember moving back when our family moved back. We were at a Texas A&M football game, and there was traffic afterwards out of the parking lot. Some young college guys got out of the truck, started directing the traffic. Everyone complied, and we got out of there safely, efficiently, quickly. Did not need to call the cops, didn't need to wander and start honking, start hopping the curb, and other lawless behavior. Do the touristy things. Enjoy the opportunities and the sights and the experiences that Texas has to offer. Reach out in your community and do service. JFK had a beautiful quote. It's always worth reflecting on. Don't ask what the country, government or the country can do for you. What can you do for your country or government or local municipality? Learn the accent and sayings. Bless your heart and y'all come back. Works real well. Get a Texas flag and fly it. And if you don't have a Texas flag, an Aggie flag will substitute in a pinch. get your barbecue on. Brisket is its own meat category. You can have your preference for barbecue sauce, but we won't go into what other places consider barbecue sauce. Bucky's. Bucky's is a destination and is a high point on travels. Take advantage of them. Get some cowboy boots. I think we've mentioned, but it can't be stated too often, distrust the government. Learn your Texas history. It's still a requirement for the school children. And remember the Alamo. Pick a college side between the good one of Texas A&M or UT. Embrace big oil, this green revolution manifesto business. It is an absolute laughingstock around here. Just embrace big oil and the independence that the energy independence it causes. Our families and so many of the other families depend on that industry. And we don't like to bite the hand that feeds us. Enjoy H-E-B. Smile. You're in Texas. And that's a lot to smile about. And again, I just encourage you to fight that natural human tendency of thinking, a new location will solve my problems. Most likely, it is the reflection in the mirror is where the problem is. And hence, that's where the solution resides, which is really a very wonderful thing when you think about it. With the move to Texas, I invite you to reflect on what you're leaving. Reflect also on what you are coming to. And to embrace this opportunity for change. Get to know Texas before setting out on a remake. In an effort to copy other places, such as California or the Northeast. I have lived in both those areas, and there's a definite reason why our family left them and came to Texas. Welcome to the state. And be glad you're here. Till the next time, Faith and Reason. Thank you.